The following podcast is a production of Commercial Connections Magazine, the official publication of the CCIM Institute. For more on the latest trends, best practices, and continuing education in all areas of the industry, visit our website at ccim.com and sign up for our education e-newsletter. Support for Commercial Investment Real Estate Podcast comes from RE/MAX Commercial, your access to a world of commercial real estate. Join us to explore the global landscape, empowering entrepreneurs with the freedom to grow and guided by industry experts to help you achieve your investment goals. For more information, visit remaxcommercial.com. In this episode, I spoke with Rod Santomassimo, CCIM, founder and president of the Massimo Group, CRE Perform, and co-founder of CRE Investor Coach and CRE Listing Launcher. Rod is a syndicated columnist, nationally acclaimed commercial real estate coach, consultant, and mentor to many successful individuals in the industry, including myself. He earned his CCIM designation in 2008. Rod sat down with me to share his success strategies for business growth and how AI is transforming commercial real estate. Thank you so much for joining us on the podcast. And just for those who may not know who you are, I think most people do, but you're the founder and president of the Massimo Group. Personally, though, you've been my coach. You've been my employer. I've been a coach at the Massimo Group. Got to spend 3 years on staff with you as well. And you're one of my great friends. So I'm really honored to have you here on the podcast to talk a little bit about the CCIM Institute, to talk about what the Massimo Group is and what it does. And man, you also, more than anybody I know in the industry, have really jumped in with both feet when it comes to AI and its applications to commercial real estate. So I'm excited to talk about that as well. But welcome, my friend.
Well, Bo, first and foremost, thank you so much for having me on this amazing show. And of all the things you just said, the most thing that makes me the happiest is that you said we're great friends, and that to me is everything. And yeah, for those who don't know about me or the Massimo Group, I feel strongly and I have the conviction that we are the number one commercial real estate broker coaching organization in the world. And we work with brokers of every level of success or experience and help them build the business and life that they desire. And along this journey of 15 years, I've had the privilege of having some great coaches work with us, like Bo Barron, and some great clients, like Bo Barron. It's been a joy.
2010, I hired you to be my coach. And I remember in 2010, we were into the Great Recession. I was trying to figure out what my business was going to look like, what I needed to do to pivot and change with the market. I was about 6 years into my career, and I made the decision to hire a coach, and it made all the difference. But what would you say are some of the reasons why commercial real estate brokers of any level should consider coaching? Because look, man, most of us have egos. Most of us tend to be secretly anxious about the future because of the up and down nature of our income. And so it's hard for us sometimes to treat our business like it's actually a business instead of a hobby. Like, what would you say are some of the reasons why coaching can be so important?
Total transparency. I get coached. I have a business coach. I have a personal coach. I have a fitness coach. And lately I've gotten a voice coach to help me with some voice issues. So I always invest in coaching. And the main reason why I think this, number one, is none of us know what we don't know. That's just a fact. We don't. You know, you could say, yeah, I know that. That's one thing. But we truly don't know what we don't know. And that ability to accelerate that knowledge, right, which coaches can do, they can show you other pathways to success or fitness or voice strength or whatever it might be, right, business success. That's the number one reason we all should get coached, is that we don't know what we don't know. And therefore, we're so capable of so many other great things: being stronger, being a stronger voice, being a better coach, being a better business person, being a better broker, being a better father, right? We all can be better. And that's why I think coaching is so paramount to acceleration of growth.
Yeah, and you say, you know, we don't know what we don't know, which is absolutely true. But if it were just about that, like I could just read one of your three books and learn more information about what I don't know. And I remember when you were coaching me, part of the huge impact that you had on my business was that you held me accountable to doing the things that I was learning. So it wasn't just enough to know more. Like you actually helped me. And, you know, when I was with the Massimo Group and when I was coaching others through the Massimo Group, you know, part of the big impact was just the ability to hold people accountable, to push them to be better. So speak a little bit towards that.
My third book actually said it all. Knowing isn't doing. Don't kid yourself, KID, knowing isn't doing. And that's why I referred to, or my earlier answer is, yeah, just because you tell me you know something doesn't really help me, right? Help you grow. You have to do it. You have to implement it, right? So knowledge is information. Information's great. You know, how we use it is important. But it's the implementation of that knowledge that creates the transformation of your growth. So coaching is not just sharing information. It's the implementation of those elements of whatever it might be, prospecting, presence, partners, productivity, whatever it might be, and holding you accountable to doing that, that makes all the difference. You know, Bo, I heard a line by Alex Hormozi, and I loved it. He said that transformation never happens in isolation. I think that's so true. And coaching allows you to transform.
It does. And I'm here in Puerto Rico this week teaching 102. And I've got a class of 30 people on the island that are taking this class. And they're actually learning this information in their second language. Like I think everybody in this class, except for one who came in from Chicago, is learning this information in their second language, which is super impressive to me. But part of what I've been trying to emphasize to them the entire time is like, I really don't care a whole lot what you learn. And I've heard this from you over and over again, is I really don't care all that you learn in this course. Like I want you to pass the exam, but it's what you actually implement and do with this knowledge when you get back to the office on Monday, that's going to make all the difference. And so if you just learn all this information and don't implement any of it, it really hasn't helped you at all. What about people that have been in the business for a long time? Like, let's take somebody like I've almost been in the business for 20 years now, which is hard to imagine. And what about those that are, they're at the top of their game? They are top producers in their market. What benefits would they get from coaching? Because my guess is there's probably a lot of them that just think, man, I don't need it.
Yeah, you know, there are a lot that think I don't need it. And we have an ascension model that we talk about where people either spectators, believers, producers, or authorities. And most producers have the ability to become authorities, true authorities, but they just feel they're good enough. And I'm not to argue that that's good. If they're happy where they are, great. But there is always another level of success. And those that are the hungriest, you know, we've had folks come to us in their mid-60s and say, you know, I got 5-6 years left, 10 years left, maybe. You know, I want to make the most of my knowledge. I want to make the most of my relationships. And yeah, we've quadrupled their income. And they're like, I can't believe this is possible. But it is. It is. And so there is no cap on potential. So even the top of the game, look, when I first coached, and this is a story I've told often, there's a broker in New York named Bob Knackle. He came to me. He was making $6 million a year. And Bo, I think I said to you, what the hell am I going to do for this guy? But guess what? In 2 years, he made 12, and in 3.5 years, he made 18 million. So there's always, always another level beyond what you think it is. But if you're happy and satisfied, like I'm good, then you're probably not ready to go mentally commit to that next level. Then stay happy. Absolutely.
I remember when I was working with you every day, and we'd have people that would contact the Massimo Group and they'd be interested in coaching, and we would challenge them a little bit because we wanted to make sure that people were ready to commit to make changes, and that's hard. That often involves frustration, sometimes pain. You have to change your behavior. You have to do things that you're uncomfortable with, and that's where the growth would happen. And so we wanted to make sure, man, if somebody is going to commit to the program, then we're ready to take them on. If they just wanted to check a box or if they just wanted to learn some new information, then they really weren't ready for the program. And some people just have that drive. some people get to that point in their career where they, you know, they're ready to go to the next level. And some people get to a point where, like you were just saying, they're satisfied with where they are. And that's totally okay.
Yeah, I got to give you two quick examples. Both happened yesterday. My sales team came to me and said, hey, we got a guy that wants to try it. And we have many programs, but this one was a 12-month program. He said he wants to pay up front for 3 months and let us know in 90 days how he thinks he should go forward or not. And my immediate answer was, thank you, but no. You know, this is not a tip in a toe in the water. This is a commitment, because that's where the transformation happens. You can't try to have a commitment. You have a commitment. So that was one example. The second example, though, is a gentleman I just talked to yesterday, eight-figure producer. When he came to us 6 years ago, he was making high six figures, you know, around $500,000 or $600,000, which is awesome. But he grew a national team out in 5 or 6 years. He did a couple of things, became an eight-figure producer. And I asked him, what do you think was a driving force to building your team over those 5 years and getting the level you are? And he said, the same thing as far as my decision to get coached. I never asked the question, how much is this going to cost me? Instead, I asked the question, how much will this allow me to make more money? How much will this allow me to grow? It's like you said, it's a different mindset of the individual. Some think of it as an expense. Others look into it as an investment. And those that think about investing in themselves will realize the greatest return.
Before we jump in, because I want to ask you about AI and some of the things that are happening there, just share with us quickly, what are some of the programs in the Mossimo groups and how might they fit people in different parts of their career?
Yeah, well, we really have four core programs right now. Actually, I should take it back. We have five core programs. So we have a new to business program. If you're just starting out, right, and you're trying to fill your pipeline, our new to business program is perfect for you. We have an accelerator program for mid-careers. May have plateaued, maybe stuck, but really want to get to that next level. We have a scale program for those starting to want to do more with one-on-one coaching. It's a higher investment level. It's a different curriculum. It's a higher level of production to get in that program. And then we have we call our prime program, which really is, think of it as our seven-figure broker program, more customized to them, building out their teams, building out their life. And last but not least, though we set this off to another company this year, last year we launched our investor program, and that's gone really well. Brokers who want to become investors in addition to brokering, or maybe instead, that's turned out to be a really good channel for us too. So again, every level of success, every level of experience, we have our coaching program. But we also have a low entry membership program that incorporates a lot of our training and AI coaching, which we'll talk about in a minute, but no human coaching in that as well. So again, if you're a broker, you should check us out.
Thanks for sharing that with us. It's something that I did. I'm so glad that I did. And I've been on both sides of it. And I've seen, you know, kind of behind the curtain and how the sausage is made. And so I would highly encourage anybody listening, if they really want to go to the next level in their business, to consider coaching. It can make all the difference. But let's transition over into AI. You know, 15 months ago, I didn't have a clue what ChatGPT was. I never heard of it. AI, to me, was something out of science fiction novels, you know, the Terminator back in the day and all this stuff, until you jumped in and you started sharing on social media what was coming and what was going on. I actually participated in a program that you put on about how to use ChatGPT in commercial real estate. So if you would, I'd love to hear your perspective on where AI has come over the last year, how fast it's moving, and what are some of the things that a commercial real estate practitioner should be considering in adopting the use of AI?
The speed of which AI has impacted business and life in general is just something I've never seen in my 60 years. It's amazing. I mean, initially, ChatGPT, which has grown so much since its original form, right now, today, if I went to my chatbot, I could create images, I could create tables, I could do analysis, I could create, the other day I had to create a webinar series, an email series. I did it in 5 minutes because it knew my voice, I trained it on my voice and who our clients were. So AI, just as a broker, you all should be using a chatbot. OpenAI, ChatGPT, Claude, whatever it might be, Bard, which now they changed their name. All those, everyone should be using those because it can accelerate what you're doing and help you. I went to a speech by Steve Wozniak this week. I went down to my son's college. He was speaking. Steve Wozniak is one of the founders of Apple, by the way, as the Woz. And he said, don't think about AI as artificial intelligence. Think about it in terms of actual intelligence, accelerated intelligence, right? And that's because you have to use the tool. So the chatbots are amazing. I will tell you, if you haven't seen Sora, which was announced last week, that is beyond comprehension to me, how they can create cinematic videos 1 minute long from one line of text. That's coming out in the next few months. It's being tested right now internally with OpenAI. That's going to change the brokerage game. Telling stories will never be easier than it will be in the next three to six months with a product like Sora. That will change everything. Everyone's afraid of video content. You don't get in front of the camera anymore. Maybe you. Synthesia and HiGen, I have an avatar. I've been digitized and I have an avatar. Right. Now, I didn't like the way it turned out because I was dealing with headaches at that time, but I still love what we do. All of our coaching has now gone to AI presenters and avatars and even AI bots and our exercises and helping our clients. But when you were a client and you were a coach, our clients did everything manually. Well, today, they get an AI bot to help them through everything and accelerate their learning. And we launched an AI accelerator for listings and leasing that helps you get your word out when you market an exclusive to thousands of investors using AI bots to have conversations. So while you're sleeping, your bot's talking to potential investors and scheduling tours and taking them to the deal room. Everything a human used to do, AI bots now are doing. In fact, yesterday, one of our clients called me up and said she went to her prospect and said, look, I want to give you an exclusive. I want to propose an exclusive for 1 month instead of 6 or 12 months. And the prospect immediately said, you got the listing, because AI allows you to do that. So it's changed the game completely. And a year from now, Bo, it's going to be a whole new game.
So take me through, what's the experience like on the other side of what you just described, where while I'm sleeping, the chatbots are out there scheduling tours and talking to prospects and stuff. How does that feel for the prospect? Like, take me through because I hear what you're saying, but like, I have no concept of how that actually plays out.
Okay. So it'd be a bot instead of you. And right now the bots are restricted to text bots, but in the next 30 days, there'll be chat conversational bots on the phone that will have a voice. It won't be yours. We don't believe in deep fakes. That's something we don't believe in at all. We let every prospect. So, example, bro, if I had an exclusive listing, and I'm not a broker, I'm a licensed broker, but I'm not a active broker anymore. But if I had a listing and you were an investor, my chat bot would text you and say, hey, Bo, this is Sam, Rod's AI assistant, and he wanted to share with you this opportunity in Raleigh-Durham, North Carolina. You get an email, you get a text, and the next 30 days you'll get a phone call, all saying that exactly that. This is Rod's AI assistant. We do not allow people to say this is Rod, because that's not genuine. It's not. We have investors all over the country right now chatting with AI bots, and they don't care. They want the information. So then Bob might say, well, you know, I want information. Here's the deal room link. Hey, I want a tour. Great. Here's Rod's calendar link. Schedule a tour. Hey, I want to see the flyer. Great. Here's the flyer, right? So everything you would have you or your assistants would do, unfortunately, I know it sounds kind of scary, AI can now do. We're doing it with our clients.
I don't know how scary it sounds. I was listening to somebody, I'm trying to remember who it was, and they were talking about the potential loss of jobs because of AI, right? And so AI will replace work that people are doing now. They can do it faster, and it will replace some jobs. But the point that the speaker was making was that all throughout human history, every time there's a technological advance, it replaces work that was done by humans and people have lost their jobs, but it has always created new opportunities that were unforeseen that created more jobs than were ever lost. And I thought that was really interesting.
Oh, I agree completely. Look, let me get more personal. My son is a senior in college and he's doing game design, and there are bots that can design games now, right? So he is a little concerned, to say the least. But then when we sat down and looked at it, all the opportunities that are available of people who understand how to leverage AI to help in the game design have exploded. Just have. So you just got to learn a new skill set. That's what it means. You just got to learn a new skill set.
If I'm sitting here as a broker, 20 years of my career, and I'm listening to this podcast and I know nothing about AI, but I believe you when you tell me it's coming and it's going to change everything, what's my first step? Like, where do I go to start educating myself or to start implementing some of this AI technology into my business? Like, what should I do?
Yeah, the baseline, the very, very bottom line now, which is so advanced, by the way, the baseline is go get a ChatGPT account for $20 a month. It's a cup of coffee, really, $20 a month, and just start playing with it. You can't break it. Just start playing with it. Go to Google and ask it how to use chat and how to integrate with chat, and it can change everything you're doing, your sales, your marketing, your operations, your processes. It can help you with everything. Start using ChatGPT, and then the next thing is going to be start creating bots. And by the way, Bo, OpenAI just announced that soon they'll have agents, which means replacing people. Agents will be available soon. So you'll see these things come out. And so that's the basic. Start there. Start with an OpenAI ChatGPT account and just play with it. In fact, you can get a free account. There's a free account you can get and just start playing with it. That's where I'd start.
I'll tell you one way I used ChatGPT a number of months ago as I was teaching 102 in Memphis, and they asked me to stay an extra day and do a workshop on how to use Sight to do business. And so I was like, sure, I'd be happy to, but I had to create what the workshop looked like. And so I asked ChatGPT to interview me on what I wanted to cover. What were the main points to cover during the workshop? And so it started asking me questions, and it was like we were having a conversation. And then when we were done, I asked it to create the agenda. It was going to start at this time. It was going to end at this time. An hour for lunch, a break in the morning, in the afternoon. And instantly, it spits out the agenda. Well, I didn't really like the agenda, so I asked it to tweak some things, and it gave me a couple iterations of it. I was like, great, this is going to work. Then I asked it to help me think through what pieces of collateral could I create, or could it help me create, to go along with that agenda and support what I'd be teaching that day. And it came up with some great ideas. All that took like 25 minutes. I sent it to the Memphis chapter and they were like, this looks great. And it just amazed me at how fast. Like, I could have done all that on my own, but it would have taken a lot longer. But with the tool, and it just was so fast, it was better than what I would have done on my own. And I almost felt like I was cheating.
It is truly, truly profoundly incredible and scary at the same time. It truly is. Now, you got to learn how to train it. You got to learn how to make sure it's your voice and all those things you got to learn. But once you massage it, it's an incredible platform.
I agree. And I hope one day when I grow up, I'll know as much about it as you do.
Okay, Bo, I got to tell you, before we go, though, I have to share my favorite CCIM story of all time. Is that fair? Okay. So, look, folks, I'm a CCIM. I'm honored to be a CCIM. And so one day before my Masimo career started 15 years ago, say maybe it was 18 years ago, I was with another large brokerage firm, and we were going around the country, and we were recruiting people. So we're pitching our company to these brokers and around the room about why they should join our brokerage firm. And in that audience was this kid named Bo Barron, who I did not know, and his father, also Bo, William. So he's like nice guys. So I'm up there giving my pitch, feeling really strong, and this kid stands up and starts walking out of the room. I was like, what are you doing? So I called him out. I said, excuse me, where are you going? And that kid, by the way, of course, was Bo Barron. And he looks at me and he says, oh, I'm sorry. I have to take my CCIM exam. I'll be back after that. And so, look, everyone doesn't understand this. It's a comprehensive exam. And I'd already taken it. I'm like, this kid isn't coming back before my presentation's over because I only got an hour to go. And look, I took a long time to complete my CSM exam, and I'm blessed to be a CSM. I am. But before my speech was over, this kid, Bo Barron, walks back in and sits down on the table. And the first thing I think to myself is, oh, he quit. He gave up. It's obvious. He couldn't do it. I said, so how'd it go? And he goes, oh, no problem. No problem at all. I've never heard that story of this kid, this whiz kid named Bo Barron. And that was my first impression of the kid ever to say, that kid's going to be amazing. And Bo, you are amazing.
Well, thank you for sharing that. I do tend to take tests quickly. But look, I think the main idea or the main point of that story is that's not the only time I've seen you call somebody out for walking out of the room when you're speaking. And so for all those listening, if you're ever in the room and Rod is presenting, like if you want some attention, try to walk out. Now, look, before we wrap this up, share with us a little bit about MassimoCon. I know you did it back in 2022. I was there. It was literally one of the best couple days of commercial real estate knowledge and networking that I've ever been a part of. But you're doing it again at the end of this year. Give us like the 30-second pitch on what it is, and if somebody was interested in attending, where could they go?
Yeah. Imagine you are a commercial real estate agent broker, and you want to hear from the top brokers in the world on exactly what they do and how they do it. And they're going to share with you everything because they're okay with it. They're authorities. And you'll be given a workbook to follow through, and you'll be given coaching to help you implement what you hear during the 2 days together. And you'll be just immersed in brokerage for 2 days and know everything you know about prospecting, presence, presentations. And yeah, along the way, it's going to be a little fun. A lot of work, but a lot of fun. Some special guest speakers will be there. And look, I think it's truly been an incredible event. It takes so much work to do, though. We're doing it every 2 years now. So November of this year, MassimoCon 2024, we are guaranteeing it's the only event in your career, brokerage conference, that is guaranteed that it will work or your money back. Think about that. So check out MassimoCon, MassimoCon.com, MassimoCon.com. And yeah, all your bird tickets are available today.
Well, Rod, thanks so much for joining us. I've so enjoyed this conversation. It's always a pleasure to get to talk to you. You know, the CCIM Institute really just appreciates you sharing information about coaching and what's coming in AI with our listeners. Thank you so much for doing this.
Love you, brother. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Commercial Investment Real Estate Podcast. Head to SoundCloud, iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. And don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. Join us next month for another episode of the Commercial Investment Real Estate Podcast featuring another leading figure in the world of commercial real estate.